Good morning. It's, what is it, 7-something. 7:24. Oh, it's 24 day. 7:24 a.m. on June the 24th, 2024. On a scattered cloud morning here on the Front Range east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. I'm moving slow this morning. I slept in till 5. I know. Lays in bed, half the day gone. Sun almost beat me up this morning. After several days of getting up around 4, 5 o'clock felt decadently late. I realized that that's a bit silly. Pandora has been giving me problems all morning. I have a feeling, I rebooted the phone and it seemed to clear things up. I have a feeling it was AT&T, not Pandora, that was objecting to something. Rebooting solved it, whatever it was. Just in time for me to shut it all off so that I could turn on the recorder and talk to you. So good morning, hi. These hearing aids are like magic. It's astonishing. I've gotten to the point where I'm barely aware of them unless I do something like shift my hat and they hiss. But I'm hardly aware of them. And yet yesterday afternoon around 4:30, they said low battery warning. I'd been wearing it for about 12 hours and the right ear had gone to 20%. And they get a little testy if they get below 10. Which they did the other day. So I plugged them into their base unit and let them recharge for 20 minutes and got the rest of the day back. But taking them out after having them in for most of the time, most of my waking hours, the day sounds like it's underwater. Everything's a little muffled. Like when you get water stuck in your ear in the shower and it's like that, not quite there. And it's quite pronounced. It's really shocking the degree to which my hearing No, I don't have any fish. My hearing had degraded to the point where the world was underwater. I'm just walking along listening to birds. There's a robin somewhere off to my left. And there's some sort of chirper. I don't think it's a robin. Off to my right. So next Monday I go back in for a follow-up. I want to see if we can get the left one adjusted a little bit. I get a persistent hiss. If I leave them at the same level so that they're both at zero, I can notch them up 5 points, notch them down 5 points. But if I leave them both at zero, the left one hisses. There's a constant static hiss. I can hear it now. Now, the interesting question is whether or not that's supposed to hiss, and I'm just supposed to get used to it. But it's warm. I almost missed the window this morning. I'm down. I didn't bother with an outer shirt. I'm just wearing my polo shirt, jeans. I'm wearing my light shoes. And it's officially 66. But outside my back door it was 70 this morning when I walked out, and I'm like, Do I want to really walk in 70 degree weather? The answer is no, not really, which means get your bustle and a hustle there, big fella, and get out earlier. It didn't get below 65 overnight, so that's, you know, when it doesn't go down at night, we start higher in the morning. Lord. So I haven't talked too much about writing. I have not. I some odd passing commentary here and there about Roger and his place in the story. I remember talking about that the other day. But man, I must have been really burned out. That's all I can say. I must have been really burned out. And I say that because suddenly I'm having these sort of, I don't know, flashes, I guess. These periodic sort of mental conjectures. Oh, what if this happened? What about? And right now I've got Roger scenes playing in my head. And it's like, this hasn't happened in a very long time, where these ideas sort of take over for a bit and play out in my head. And they're probably not the scenes that are going to show up in the book, but they're just sort of like, that's an interesting, The cat has a voice. The cat's voice came up earlier in the year, and the cat has a voice. It's, I hope it's going to be fun. I hope it's going to be fun. I have to make a grocery run today. The larder is a bit light on lard, and we're down to the last half pound of coffee, so yeah, even though I can't really taste it that much anymore, I can't really taste much of anything anymore. What a cruel trick to play on a foodie. I get to keep my tongue, but it doesn't work. I can talk. Look at the bright side. I can talk. I can taste a little bit some things. I can get a little flavor of banana. When I put the banana and peanut butter on my toast at night, I can taste a little bit of banana. I can taste a little bit of the peanut butter. mostly it's the texture and the mouth feel. It's soothing. Odin asked me the other day, said, how are you dealing with coffee these days? And the truth is, I started getting up. We have an old, I think it's Black & Decker, it might be Mr. Coffee, I don't know. But we have an old automatic coffee brewer that's supposed to come on at 4:45. So the coffee's ready by 5. But since I've been getting up at 4, and since most people in the house don't get up until 9 or 9:30, I invested in a stainless steel thermal carafe. So when the coffee's done, I decant it into the carafe to stay warm and then turn the burner off. So it's not sitting there being burned for 3 hours or 4 hours while we wait for people to wake up and drink it. But I've also taken to the habit of filling it with hot water at night so that when I pour the coffee in it in the morning, the carafe is warm. And so I don't automatically lose 5 degrees of temperature by decanting it. But what I've taken to doing is grabbing my coffee cup and filling it with that hot water from the carafe and drinking that first. On days when it's, you know, 4 a.m., it's before the coffee is brewed. But I have to look to see whether I'm drinking hot water or coffee, which is sad-making. I'm not going to say depressing because it's not really depressing. It's just, damn. Story of my life. Looking at me, you'd never suspect how broken I am. I'm definitely not as broken as I used to be. That's for sure. So the interesting question is whether or not I have retired. And I don't know. Perhaps I have. Perhaps I have retired inadvertently without realizing it. Coming up on it, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. But then I have these scenes playing in my head, and then I have this desire, this quiet pressure to find out what happens next at Shackelford House, to examine Natalia and Ishmael working together. Several people have written to me about them, and it's like, yeah, no. There's a lot of fodder there. There's a lot of fodder there. But I also have this sort of urge to go back. To Ishmael's earliest roots. And not with Ishmael, but with someone else. With a similar no agency, no money, few skills background, and seeing what happens if they're stranded on a station. I actually have a character called Robbie Murphy. And I haven't decided whether it's R-O-B-B-I or R-O-B-B-Y Murphy. And I'm not really sure how how the story needs to go or what it needs to be about. That's one of the problems with the latest stories. I haven't exhausted all of the themes, but I've worn the existent ones down pretty well. So corporate inertia. The end of the ham. Doing what we've always done because that's what we've always done. I'm looking for some solar punk that's self-published, but I'm not finding what I want to read, which is good because that means there's an opening there, but I don't have enough of an idea of what I want to read to say, not this, but that. Like, what is that? I don't have it yet. Although it might be getting closer. I should probably go back in my journal. I started in my writing journal, which I started some time ago because I wanted to experiment with the fountain pen on paper. And I got a really nice little A5 spiral bound Mnemosyne notebook that I've been sort of keeping stray notes in, but I don't think I've made any notes in it since early April, maybe. And here it is, the end of June. But I started a string of pages about with the heading Gaia Always Wins, which strikes me as okay, yeah. That resonates. I like the sound of that. Jesus, all the little black berries here underneath this locust tree. That's a messy tree. Man, that's a messy tree. It hasn't even started dropping pods yet. These are just like, I don't know what they are. Some sort of berry. You know, for scattered cloud, it was actually pretty clear when I got out here this morning. But it's, instead of burning off, it's clouding up. That's just, I wonder what that means. Probably some sort of instability. It's supposed to get hot today. It was hot yesterday, it was 96. When the highest temperature I noticed was 96. I don't know if it got any higher or that only stayed there for 15 minutes and I happened to be looking at it, but it was 96 there for a while yesterday. Almost 100. 100 degrees around here in the summer is not unusual, which is why I have to get out and walk early, because if you start at 100 degrees and you only go back down to 70 overnight, then the next day is probably going to be 100 too. It's not unusual to get 110 or even 120 degree days here. And that's before. That's in the before time. That was when we first moved here and we had a few 120 degree days and I went, what? Are you kidding me? My house has an airflow design problem. And it's got an open stairwell going down cellar, which is where we spend most of our time. I spend most of my time. The kids spend most of their time in their rooms. And we each spend pretty much 90% of our waking moments at a keyboard or another. Which is why I really need to be walking every day. Which is why I forced myself to say, no, we're going to remove the question. It's not a question. You are going to walk today. It's going to be uncomfortable. You're not going to like it. You're going to bitch. Oh, spiny. No, not spiny. Prickly white poppy out in the middle of the field. I haven't seen one out there before. Is there any more? Yeah, I think so. I'm looking. It's very bright and my eyes are watering. This guy's got a flock of cut out flamingos on his lawn. I'm not quite sure what that signifies. Yeah, there's a couple of them out there, I think. The prickly white poppies, I'm pretty sure there's 7 or 8 pink flamingos. They're flat cardboard ones. They're not the fiberglass. Injected plastic ones. Look at this. This is so pretty. With bumblebees. Not bumblebees. Are they honeybees? I hope they're honeybees. Lots of little bees dancing around. I love it. And there's a secondary growth coming just a little bit beside it. That's excellent. I'd like to see that whole field turn into prickly white poppies. Dandelions left, that's weird. And yeah, I'm still playing Fallout 4. I think I'm up to like 123, 124 now. Just doing the radio quests. I take on a few, go out and do them, bring them all back. Sometimes I swap them around and I do more Minutemen. Stop doing the Brotherhood of Steel. I may have to restart and think about, what if I just want to keep the Railroad and the Minutemen. Is that possible? It's just that the Brotherhood of Steel are so unlikable. It's like, they're all assholes. And who are the fascists? Is it the Institute that just wants to wipe everything out and huddle underground? Or is it really the Brotherhood of Steel? I don't know. Ah, school bus. Good morning, school bus. Anyway, guess where I am? Yeah. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.